And all those years of homeschool, mama's hovering right over me. Anything to win the spelling bee. Just 13 and a dweeb, I must win the spelling bee. So I can pay for college by spelling. It's me against 500
Spelling Bee took place, and you had an eight-way tie for first. Does anybody find that interesting?
Incredibly PC. I've never heard of a tie. Much
an eight-way tie.
Come on.
It's not like there aren't other words that are a challenge to spell. Right. Some on a daily basis that I have to check myself, like, simultaneously. And
good one.
Yeah.
Right, I saw the eight-way tie, and I'm thinking, did y'all just quit, or did you say, you know what, everybody's a winner? We've got eight participation trophies left. Let's give them out right now.
That's not how they do it in baseball, Joey. They make them play the game.
No clock in baseball.
That's right.
You just keep on playing. 20 innings, bring it on.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's the baseball's attendance has been going down. This is kind of an interesting topic because it's been getting a lot of play in the sports media. There was a horrible moment in Houston. I don't know if it was last night or Wednesday night.
Yeah, where Wednesday.
A Cubs player hit a line drive that struck a little girl and hurt her. And he was literally
undone.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick to his stomach, crying on the field, just completely distraught at what happened. So right away, the Buster Olneys and the ESPNs and just about every sports commentator I've read, you know, baseball is the one sport I really study. Now they want to extend the netting.
I saw that.
Past the end of the dugout to the left field foul pole. I went to the Biscuit game the other night, and they've extended the netting at the park to the end of the dugout, and we were behind that net. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Obstructed view a little bit?
Especially before the sunset.
Yeah.
Because the way that ballpark is set, in fact, they should consider building, they have to build another grandstand. What they need to put up is a, just a wall that will block
the sun.
The sun.
Yeah, I know, man.
Because it's brutal.
Yeah,
it
bakes the right, you know, the right field foul line until it's finally below, you know, it gets below the grandstand. But before it got completely dark, there were a lot of balls. They got hit. Where'd it go?
You lose them, yeah.
We could not see it. Now, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's terrible that little girl got hit. You know, I never had that problem taking Janelle to Marlins games because we went into the upper deck, into the fish tank.
Well, kind of what I was thinking.
Cheap seats with a good view. Look, it can happen to anybody, not just kids. And this one time I got a seat in the lower level at a Marlins game. We were about five or six rows up from the field, and we were closer to the left field fence than we were third base. So we were down a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was always worried about getting hit by a foul ball. I said, first of all, honey, we're a pretty good distance away. We have plenty of time. It's not going to, anything that comes our way, we'll be able to react to it. But she kept raising, and this is this one game in particular, we're in the lower deck and not the upper deck. So she and I brought her and one of her girlfriends to the game, and they went to get something from the concession stand. And as soon as they left, a rocket, I mean, I'm talking about a ball that was the kind of line drive that you know is traveling more than 100 miles per hour, comes and it's headed in our section. It hits a man two rows directly in front of me in the side of the head.
Oh, gosh.
With a crack. I never forget it. I went to a Cubs game in the 60s. In those days, Wrigley Field, a big crowd was 15,000. It's not like it is today.
Right.
We were sitting like around first base, and Ron Santo, Hall of Famer, third baseman, is up at bat, and he got hit with a fastball in the side of his face. And the sound that made, you could hear it anywhere in that park, and he just dropped. We thought he was dead.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, in the Chicago Tribune the next day, they ran a picture of him, and the right side of his face was completely black and blue and swollen and grotesque. And he had a 28-game hitting streak or something going on at the time. And
stopped that, didn't it?
I think he had already kept it going that day, and it took him a month or so to come back.
Man.
But ball players who have had that kind of direct beaming, you know, they do what they call step in the bucket. It takes them time because you don't know what that's like until it's happened to you. So this guy two rows in front of us gets hit in the side of the head. He stood up. He was a slight guy, about 5'6", turned around and facing us, and blood is running out of his nostrils.
Oh, gosh.
Like a faucet. His eyes roll up into his head, and he drops to the ground. I'm the one with the big mouth, so I yelled to an usher, "We need emergency medical treatment here right now." And they came. You know, they came and they got him out of the section on a gurney because he was pretty much unconscious.
Yeah.
And then there's blood all over the stadium seat. And I'm just thinking, please, Lord, make sure my daughter is very distracted at the concession stand. And she didn't come back until after they got him out.
Said, "Oh, wow.
What did I miss?" And I said, "Nothing."
Nothing. Yeah. How are the nachos, honey?
But, yeah, even when you're at a game where they're using a very hard ball, you got
heads up.
Pay attention.
You do.
That would have freaked her out.
There was a lady, I guess in L.A., was it last year, that actually died 4 days after she got struck?
Yeah. And you do hear about it. People take bats, broken bats.
Oh, yeah. Somebody got hit in the neck with a bat that broke. So, but the thing is, the netting is dark. It doesn't completely obscure your vision, but before the sun sets and you've got the full benefit of the stadium lights, it is hard to follow the ball. There were a couple of times when I kind of could tell from the sound of the contact it was a foul ball.
Yeah. Yep.
One of them landed about 10 rows behind us off the facade where those boxes
you
are.
Hear it bouncing around
made a hell of a loud sound. It sounded like somebody had started a war and startled the folks that were sitting there.
Yeah, we got the blitz tonight, folks.
And then there's always the danger of just an a-hole fan. The one time I got hurt, it was at a White Sox game. Matt Noakes. This is 1992, Joey.
Great year.
Yankees are in town, and he's a left-handed hitter taking batting practice. I'm down the right field line. I thought, maybe I can get a ball here. Sure enough, he's hitting a line drive that's I'm ready to field on one bounce. It's coming right at me.
Okay, hold on.
When I woke up, I had some lard ass. He's got to get the ball. I didn't see him. All I know is I wake up and there's people around me, and there's a big fat guy who apparently felt it was so important to get the ball that he just knocked me down. I had to be taken to the Kaminsky Park.
Oh, I'm a big White Sox fan.
Where I got x-rayed.
At the park?
Yeah. Oh, wow. They took me to the same medical facility. They take players, I guess, when they're hurting games. They got pretty much a small ER.
They have wonderful facilities.
Oh, I see.
So here's what they said. They said, "We recommend that you go to the ER at Michael Reese." I said, "You mean the Michael Reese, like over there in that neighborhood, you want me to go there? Mostly what they treat there are gunshot victims, you know? That's still part of the Chicago that they like to hide. I said, I'm not going there. And they said, well, you can't stay here because our medical advice is that you go get treatment. I said, well, can I get my money back for my ticket? No, because you're already in the park. So I said, you're telling me that some fat-ass fan who lands on me, injures me trying to catch a ball, puts me in this room with a doctor, that you're telling me I got to go to the hospital, and if I do, you're still not going to refund the money I paid for a ticket for a game that I can't see because you told me I can't stay and see it. Well, that's our policy.
Do you ask?
You could have heard my response to that all over Kaminsky Park.
I'm sure.
And I guess Big Guy got to stay for the rest of the game, didn't he? The guy that ran you over?
I wouldn't know. He certainly wasn't injured enough fat to cushion the blow, disgusting piece of blubber. Here's Kyle.
It's like Dunkirk out here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just listen to the screams.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Greg. I enjoy your baseball stories. And I'm pretty sure you remember this guy being as big a baseball fan as you are. And, I mean, I'm a few years younger than you, and I remember him.
Tony Conigliaro.
I mean, Tony Conigliaro,
sure,
on the Red Sox. I mean, he was the youngest player in Major League history to reach 100 home runs.
Yes.
And he gets hit in the head. I think it was like 1967 or 67 something like
by
that.
Jack Hamilton of the California Angels, as they were known then.
And he ended up coming back and playing a few more years, but he was never the same. And then he started having all these health issues, and
strokes.
He died a young man. I think he died around the age of 30 or so.
I think he was older than that, but yeah, he had strokes and all kinds of things, and I don't doubt for one second that all of that was probably part of the...
related to the headshot.
Yeah, because he took it right in, you know, the temple.
Oof. Mm. Yeah.
And that could kill you. One day, yeah, there will be a player killed on the field by a baseball. You see him come back, the pitchers, you know, I've seen some on highlight reels, some miracles where they just were diving literally to get out of the way, and the ball ended up in their mitt after it gave them a shave.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about, I mean, I've totally forgotten about it until just now. The Texas Longhorn softball pitcher got hit by our own catcher.
No.
In the head.
Yes.
What happened?
They were trying to make the play, and she got in the middle of the play and caught the ball to the side of the head.
Ooh.
That was last week, I believe it was, an Alabama-Texas game.
Yeah.
But I believe they said she was all right, you know, at the end of the day. But
Alabama was, you know, hitting her pretty well early on. But she is like one of the top two or three pitchers in college softball, from what I read about her. Alabama was rocking her.
Hey, sports fans, don't forget Monday night at Biscuits Ballpark. Rich Thomas and I will be out there for first pitch ceremonies.
All
Rich
right.
Can throw.
Woo-hoo.
Here's Rich's throw from last year.
Just a bit outside.
He loves that.
Driving over the plate, yes. That's gonna be so much fun Monday night. Because I know Rich will be a wreck.
He's practicing.
Should have sacrificed a chicken.
I actually got a Major League Baseball, and I've been throwing it against the bricks on the side of the house.
That's got to be good.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry you didn't have a chance to say goodbye there, my friend, but thank you for the call, Kyle. Here is Ken.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I am actually the recipient of being pegged by a baseball that was hit. A guy who ended up becoming kind of famous by the name of Jose Canseco.
Oh, wow.
No way, Jose.
Years back, he played for Huntsville Stars. This very late 80s.
Wow.
Possibly, I don't remember the exact year. I was just a teenager in high school. But I'm drinking, you know, just a cup of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, something hits my Coke bottle, a glass bottle, mm-hmm, cup. Cup goes flying everywhere. I didn't know what happened. The ball hit the Coke can or bottle and just exploded it. Mm. And the ball ended up hitting the hand that was holding the Coke. So I did get a free Coke, and Jose Canseco signed the ball after the game.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He was my hero.
I still have it.
When Ian McGuire played for Oakland, I used to fly to Chicago whenever Oakland was in town. God bless my mother. She went to one of those games with me on a 34-degree night. It was snowing during the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Baseball, man.
Now
yeah.
That is love.
And it was that, because I wanted to see those guys, and I never did. Canseco, and I met him and his dad at a bowling event in Miami, and I told his dad, I said, he's going to be the first $3 million player in Major League Baseball, and he was. This is before we kind of found out what a knucklehead he was.
Oh, yeah.
He, not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and of course, one of the great baseball highlights of all time. It's a long fly ball. Canseco's back. And the ball comes out of the sky, hits him in the head, and goes over the fence for a home run.
No,
I remember that.
Yeah. But
I wish I remembered the year of that. I know it was the late 80s, and it was at Huntsville Stars there.
I'm going to guess 86 or 87 for that.
Yeah, it was somewhere in there. And it's something you don't forget, man. I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, man.
All right, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, bud.
All right, we're at 518. The heat is on. The humidity is coming. Mm-hmm. Now would be a good time to call Clark's at 277-2125 and get yourself a Clark's Club membership in the value of two annual tune-ups to your system, the best HVAC technicians around, okay. Awesome customer service, and okay. People who have been so thoroughly background-checked. We should do such a good job when the government hires folks. You know, they are thoroughly vetted. And, of course, they provide not only great expertise, but as I've described it many times, when they come to your house to provide a service, you want to make them a sandwich or offer them a refreshment because they're just so nice. Same thing with the plumbers, very talented people. And you can expect the same level of courtesy and appreciation when they're in your home. So do yourself a favor. Team up with the best. You not only get those two annual tune-ups for your system, one that is left running efficiently to keep your power costs down, but you have the benefit of 24/7 urgent care service if something goes wrong when you're a Clark's Club member. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and I add people to that equation, call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. 519. Down to the traffic court.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon rush hour, and we got lots of hang-ups for you today. If you're on Taylor Road, police are still working the accident right in front of East Chase, so be careful there. We also have an accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church. That's an accident with injury. If you're coming out of downtown on Madison Avenue, look out when you approach the Ann Street area. There's an accident at South Pennsylvania and Madison Avenue, and an accident with injury at Shirley Lane and Lorene Circle right off the boulevard. The roads are really crowded this afternoon. Please be careful as you travel home. Look out for the traffic around you and be safe. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An Autauga County woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse of her son, who authorities say was found naked and chained up. The woman entered the plea Thursday, saying she made bad decisions and bad judgments. The sheriff said the boy was apparently chained for several hours a day. She'll be sentenced in August. State Representative Jimmy Martin, a longtime member of the legislature, has died. He was 80. Governor Ivey's office said the Clanton lawmaker died this morning after being diagnosed with cancer. He served 17 years in the House. He was elected in 1998 and won every election but one. House members held a moment of silence this morning in his honor. And Alabama voters will decide next year if they want to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The House voted 78-21 today for the proposed constitutional amendment that will go before voters next year. Alabamians will vote on the proposal on March 3rd, 2020. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a warm weekend forecast, but not quite as hot as it has been. It's dry. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low 67. I think we'll see lots of sun tomorrow and Sunday as June begins. It'll be dry for here and the Gulf Coast beaches with a high both days. Low 90s here in central Alabama, mid-80s down on the coast. Then on Monday, getting a little hotter. We'll ease into the low to mid-90s, and I think middle 90s by Tuesday, and still dry with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
It's All Request Friday, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Attorney Dr. Sidman Azibo. How do you do today?
Fine.
Good. I call you on the behalf of the church that you go to.
Yes.
I speak with your pastor there, and he reached out to me as a liaison to some of the members that he feels has a problem or an addiction. Some of the congregation, they let them write down names of who they think has addiction.
Yes.
And your name was on the list, baby, because they say that you smoke too much, and that they want me to reach out to you to get you into the meeting, baby. Because you smoked the dope, and we don't want to be sure that you do not smoke that dope before you come to the church.
No, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no, they said that you have dope on the paper. They said that you smoke dope.
I'm on oxygen. No, I never smoked dope.
So why are you, baby? Why are you on the oxygen machine and you smoke? Because the oxygen is flammable. The American blacks, you are so stupid, you do not know that explosion will come.
I go on the porch, turn off the oxygen, and go in the bathroom.
That is still dangerous, baby. You will blow your and barbecue yourself, baby. You are not very intelligent. Why are you not very intelligent, man?
I know this is a habit. I know that, and I know I have to stop.
I spoke with the congregation, and they want you to sit on the back pew next Sunday at church because your breath is so stinky from the cigarette and the dope. So they want you to sit all the way in the back far right-hand corner of the church when service starts because no one wants to sing next to you because your breath is so funky. You smell like an old cigarette, and no one wants to look at you in your teeth. You can sit back in the back.
My teeth is not yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've seen pictures of your teeth, and they look like little...
Wait, you ain't seen no pictures of my teeth.
Little pieces of butter. You have little butter. I cannot believe it's not butter. That is what your teeth say.
It is not.
Sometimes I rub, they say that you can rub a waffle on your teeth and get butter on your waffle.
Ooh. I don't believe that.
They said that sometimes your grits need butter. And you just smile, and then butter just falls off of your teeth right into the grits.
No.
Right, do not holler at me, ma'am, because I will come and slap you, because I'm not...
You can come and slap me.
Don't be mean to me, baby, because you have this smoke around.
I am going to be mean to you.
You sit That's in the back corner.
Pool.
You sit in the back. Sit in the back corner of the church, baby.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
526. Hey, I got a call from Mrs. Ritterbuttle, and she wanted to hear this. You have to be married to me to get a request on the air. It doesn't hurt. 272-9228.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. 'Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. 'Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love.
I always feel a little guilty playing that song, but we get a lot of requests for it.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228, you know what's going to happen today, Joey? Everybody is going to, in the last 15 minutes, we're going to get like 80 calls.
Oh, yeah.
They do that to us deliberately. Sometimes they just like to hear us
back. Of course.
But right now, we're going to talk about Din Din at El Jalisco with Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always good when I'm talking to you or Yalen or my Dimpalata over there because you're such happy people. And you bring joy to the dinner table when people come in to eat at Jalisco. Let's talk about your happy hour drink specials and then what's on the menu tonight.
Happy hour, yeah. We got the margaritas at $3, 22 ounces of margaritas. Could be frozen on the rocks. And like in a Michelob Ultra and a Bud Light, a tall glass, they're $2.99 only till 7 o'clock.
If I'm not mistaken, those are the 22 ounces, right?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, and the dinner specials.
Dinner special, we got our nachos El Jalisco, which is chicken, steak, and shrimp nachos for only $7.99.
That's a plateful.
Or also, we got the cheesesteak burrito, $7.99 too, and the shrimp adobe, which is my favorite.
My favorite.
$7.99.
Well, you know what the shrimp adobe is like? It's like a city of shrimp on a plate.
House of shrimp.
Massive.
There's so many. There's so many, and they're all trying to get into the adobe, but they can't, so you eat them. It's kind of the way it works. And you also mentioned my personal favorite, the cheesesteak burrito, which is also just a wonderful plateful at El Jalisco. And, of course, it's The menu is extensive. I can't imagine a Mexican dish you could think of that they don't have, or have in combos with others, too. They got some great combos on the menu. And it's also a great place to call ahead or stop by and order something to take home, because they pack it so carefully for you. You don't even have to heat it when you get home, unless you're taking it to Georgia or someplace that should still be warm. And you can tell from Melanie and when we talk to Yalen and Monica, this is a great staff that's very attentive and provides top-notch service.
Thank you about that, Greg.
Oh, that's blowing smoke here. I love seeing you guys. In fact, I may see you this weekend, probably tomorrow.
All right. You know, anytime you're welcome, and anybody want to come over, just show up, and we will take care of y'all in Jalisco.
They will. It's a big, long restaurant, so there's always comfortable table and booth seating for you. At El Jalisco, across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway, in front of the Burlington Coat Factory, and please let them know you listen to this show when you stop by. Thanks, Melanie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're at 5:32. Time to head back down and check traffic. I'm doing a thing on Twitter. I just came across a picture of a crow lighting Tippi Hedren's cigarette. It's not part of the movie The Birds, but it was obviously shot in the making of the movie. And didn't we... Hang on one second. I think we saved that. These are the moments that make radio great, folks. Damn it. I thought we had saved that. Tippi Hedren
interview. Did you file it away, Greg?
Jay might have it somewhere in a folder, but the forensics on tracking that down, we might have it in time for Monday afternoon show. But she had told us, she mentioned that that Hitchcock had come on to her like he did all of his blondes.
Yep.
Grace Kelly, all of them. I doubt very much that Grace Kelly ever gave in to Alfred Hitchcock.
Can't see why she would.
No.
She was gorgeous.
No. Just stunning. But she not only mentioned that, and she said there's the scene in The Birds where they've already been under attack from the birds, and they're in the living room together. The Angela Cartwright from Make Room for Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Rod, what's his name?
Rob Rosenstein.
Yeah, the guy that was in the movie The Time Machine. The old lady that played the mother, and Tippi Hedren, who is this San Francisco elitist. Well, now they're all scared crapless because the birds are trying to kill all of them. And there's a scene where Tippi Hedren starts slowly going up the stairs. Now, everybody in the theater is going to know that she's doing something really stupid here. There's noises up there.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably birds in the upper level of the house. So she, on behalf of those who would be watching the movie, asked Hitchcock, why am I climbing up the stairs when it's so obvious I'm going to be walking into a bird attack? And his reply was, because I told you so. I don't do a good Hitchcock impersonation, but
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it wasn't bad.
I thought that story was pretty cool. And to get it straight from her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. There's so many things. Lost in time, Joey. Interviews, pictures with Stevie Nicks.
But it's all up there in that noggin of yours.
Well, yeah, but there's people that say, well, just because it's in my noggin doesn't mean it actually happened. But we don't have time for that conversation now at 5:35. But we do have time to squeeze in a request or two. You guys, anything that...
You already hit me with the Sigmund Azebo.
I like doggy yoga, of course.
Doggy yoga. That's a quickie, so we'll get that one out for you. Anybody else? 272-9228.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of our Friday rush hour, and things are just crazy out there this afternoon. We have an accident coming out of the downtown area at Madison Avenue and South Pennsylvania, so be careful there. We also have a big slowdown on I-85 if you're headed towards the interchange. Be careful in that vicinity. And if you're going north on I-65, there is a slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard as well. Traffic around the boulevard is moving along okay, but it's real crowded on the south side and around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Be real careful this afternoon with the traffic. traffic around you and let's get home safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State Representative Jimmy Martin, a longtime member of the legislature, has died. He was 80. Governor Ivey's office said the Clanton lawmaker died this morning after being diagnosed with cancer. He served 17 years in the House. House members held a moment of silence this morning in his honor. Alabama voters will decide next year if they want to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The House voted 78-21 today for the proposed constitutional amendment that will go before voters next year. Alabamians will vote on the proposal on March 3rd, 2020. An Autauga County woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse of her son, who authorities say was found naked and chained up. The woman entered the plea Thursday, saying she made bad decisions and bad judgments. The sheriff said the boy was apparently chained for several hours a day. She'll be sentenced in August. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, everybody. We've got a warm weekend forecast, but not quite as hot as it has been. It's dry. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low 67. I think we'll see lots of sun tomorrow and Sunday as June begins. It'll be dry for here and the Gulf Coast beaches with a high both days. Low 90s here in central Alabama, mid 80s down on the coast. Then on Monday, getting a little hotter, we'll ease into the low to mid 90s, and I think middle 90s by Tuesday, and still dry with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O'Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
for dogs, tape number one, side one.
Here, boy, come. Now sit good, doggy. Now, we will concentrate on the breathing. Pant in, now pant out. Concentrate. Do not be distracted by the squirrel in the backyard. Allow the squirrel to move in and out of your transom. Now, get on all fours, lower the buttocks to the carpet, and drag the buttocks on the carpet, and repeat. Remember that Krishna teaches us that the path to enlightenment is not through chasing one's tail. Be at one with your tail. And when you meditate, your mantra should be this question. Who is a good boy? Who's a good boy? Is it you? Is it? Yes, you are a good boy. Yes, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Yes, one more. Oh, yes.
Now, turn this tape over for side two, Chasing Karma.
Kind of a goofball talks to their dog like that.
Yeah, Manchewini.
Hey, my little Manchewini, my little hench. Mr. Foofin' the Wanch.
That's right.
Mr. Gub, 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 my little widget-headed gizmo face, black-bearded cat-headed thing, Mr. Thing.
What was your line for the dog you used to have, the wiggly-wiggly?
Yeah, that was Buttons. You really want me to do that?
I'd really do. It's my favorite one.
Buttons was a Yorkie. We had her for 14 years. She's a wonderful dog. Crazy with personality. And one day, I took her to the groomer, and the groomer said, you know, this dog's gaining weight. She's getting a little chunky. So that particular word just kind of stuck. You really want me to do this?
Yes, please. Humiliate this is my myself. Request.
All right. I have to back off the mic because it's kind of a... Chunk-a-doodle-doo, the wiggly-wiggly-wiggly-wiggly doggy, do the treat-treat-treat, treat-treat-treat.
Good call, Joey.
The wiggly-wiggly dog.
Yeah. Have some bacon, Chokey.
Thanks.
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I have bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
I was busy looking at my Facebook page to see if anybody had read Big Mac and Fried. And I want to thank Renee Lacombe. The Lacombes are friends to this show and Dumb Animals Everywhere. And she took the time to read it. Said, it's a great article. Thank you, Renee. You made my afternoon with that. Now, we just got a call from was it Seth Spotlow?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And he wants the fruitcake lady.
Fruitcake lady.
Good request, Seth. So here you go at 5:46.
Beatrice, I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman. You mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote?
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? He's got to hold on to it? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. Nobody's going up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something? You really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, just tin up your ass as far as I'm concerned. Never heard anything so sick.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But what do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think you should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now. Because Jay Leno is not good looking. Well, he doesn't have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. He's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Portobello, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always... The woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Inside and out. Put on your best gown. Get a little perfume on you. Crawl in that bed. And I guarantee you, Miss will have a time of her life.
Hello, I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
A phenomenon of the Tonight Show, the fruitcake lady.
She's somebody's grandmother. Yep. Can you imagine that?
Well, you know, there's this thing. I can see myself maybe one day being the fruitcake man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Where I can you just, too.
You just respond. I'm going to try to do that now and say what I think.
Look, my mom came out with some things sometimes that just made me gasp. You know, when she, after she had her stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then I just have to laugh and I think, Mom, where did that come from?
I want to assure everybody, though, that I, up till this point, have not had a stroke of any kind. Just a stroke of luck to be here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Aww.
With these three wonderful people in my studio, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and young Joey. And Seth Spotlow, thank you for requesting that. Twitter today locked the account of Eric Erickson. We used to read him a lot before we realized that he was another rhino. Fake conservative. Anyway, they locked his account because he was mocking Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, and I got to find that clip and post it because She was on an African-American hosted radio show today, and he let her have it.
Yes, he did. And I'm glad
Indian.
He did.
Yes.
I wish everybody else is. Everybody should.
They're just so busy blowing smoke up Democrat buttholes. Anyway, she said that Warren is set to introduce the Wrecking American Prosperity Under Marxism, or Wampum Act. And Twitter suspended him for saying that. Never mind that she's faked her heritage and lied to the American public for all these years. But let's knock Eric out. This is this censorship crap really gets me. And I don't know how you fix that, because I guess it's a private company. Where is the conservative billionaire who will start a social media site where we don't have to worry about this crap? Of course, then the Democrats will all come to that one and troll. But here is Lori. Good afternoon.
Hey there. I'm calling back about Sweet Little Honeydew at the Elmore County Shelters.
Oh, yeah.
I was just looking at that post. We had a few shares off that today.
That's awesome. She is literally full grown at 25 pounds and is the sweetest, sweetest thing in the world. She's a tiny one. So she'll make somebody a great pet. And we're taking in, like last week, our intake was 125 animals.
Wow.
Last week alone. So, you know, and she's a solid black dog. So, and it's a lot of, some people disagree, but I have found it to be true sometimes that sometimes the solid black ones will get looked over. And my take on it is because their eyes don't stand out. You really have to.
She's a beautiful dog. I'm looking at her now with her red scarf. Anyway, if you'd like to look at the dog that we're talking about here, just go to my Facebook page, and all the information you need about Honeydew is there, and we hope, I'd like you to call me Monday and let me know if we got this dog at home.
I certainly will. I will let you know. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. Thank you
too.
For all
Thank
y'all
you, Lori.
Thank
Appreciate
you for featuring Honeydew. Bless y'all.
It's our pleasure
Bye-bye.
To help anytime. And we'll wrap with this, requested by Marianne. This is the antidepressant song.
Much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not low and I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should be.
Talk 93.1 FM. Eddie, before you take off and have a great weekend, you want to let us know about listings that people might be interested in?
Yeah, actually, Greg, I couldn't make it to Baumhauer's the other night because I had a listing appointment. Thanks to you. You kept me working after hours, and I kind of appreciate it.
Glad to.
But yeah, I've got some new listings that are coming out next week. We've got a new place coming out in Wetumpka. A great location in Wetumpka, right dead center in Wetumpka. We're fixing to put that three-bedroom, two-bath on the market. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, again, continues to be hot markets. If you're thinking about listing your property or you're thinking about selling it, now is the time to do it. And, of course, with anybody, if you're looking for a home, call me up, 322-0662. I'll give you the 25-cent tour of any home in Montgomery, Prattville, on the lake, Millbrook, anywhere you want to see. You call me and we'll go there.
And if you want somebody who is literally I don't know when you sleep, but nonstop, when you trust him with the job of getting your home seen, if you get one listed, give us that number again.
That number's 322-0662. That's my cell phone. You get me right away.
Rosie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hard to believe it's Friday again already.
I know it.
I know it.
The Joey Clark Radio Hour is coming up very, very shortly. Don't forget, when you need paint, if you want to spruce up a home before you put it up on the market, it's always a good idea. There's a new exterior at John Lee Paint with their name on it. John Lee Paint's exterior is formulated to fight a couple of things that are common with exterior paint. One is mildew. It's mildew resistant. It does not require a primer coat, and it's formulated to withstand the rigors of an Alabama summer. That's one of many good reasons to consider choosing John Lee Paints and their brand for exterior painting. Inside your home, Richards. That's the house brand, and that is the paint of choice for many professionals who, when they quote a price on a job, want to use a paint that's going to give them the guarantee they'll get it done in the amount of time that they quote their customers. Nobody, whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer, wants to paint something twice. If you have questions about what kind of rollers to use, how to fix or smooth out rough patches on a surface, they can advise you on all of that. This is what they do at John Lee Paints. A legacy business, home of the official color charts for the city's historic districts, at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Last I checked, the sign out in front says, salt and pepper do not change the taste of your words.
That's right.
Words
That's
of
right.
wisdom. John Lee Paints. Tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Montgomery Sky Watch at our 5 o'clock rush hour. It's been really busy this afternoon. The police have cleared most of the accidents out of the way, and things are starting to return to normal. The boulevard's still real busy. Watch out around the intersections. I-85 is rolling along pretty smoothly. You will slow down a little bit in the downtown area. I-65's back up to a speed limit ride. We don't see any troubles there. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, everything looks great this afternoon. Just be careful and get home safely. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Profession Ales and Spy. It's fashion. Sally Beauty. Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Are you tired of exposing your